This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, but it is a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. An entire hour to chat with you. The good news is you got the whole hour. The bad news is Governor Doug Burgum is not able to join us as planned at the bottom of the hour, but he'll be here next week. He'll be here at 4 o'clock with the daily press briefing all weekend long, and you've got some more time. How about that? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Probably more than anything, missed the open phone time through this because we're bringing you a lot of information, and we will continue to bring you a lot of information. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the full hour talk radio town hall, so get your questions ready for him. I have about a million, so you can go first, and then I'll get my million in because, you know, not only do I want to talk a little bit about the legislation that now passed the Senate, and we hope will be in the House. Evidently, there is one member of the House from Kentucky that is objecting. I've not heard of this fellow. Have you guys heard of this fellow? Matthews is his name.
Mm-mm.
He's famous now, so maybe he got his wish. I don't know. That's always the case. Now, all that means is if he objects, they have to have a full vote. So it's going to pass. He's doing it just as a sort of protest vote. And to be able to record that, but it also means at a time when you're asking for social distancing, you've got to get 435 members of Congress into the House chamber. So they wouldn't go to all 435, but they would have to do a quorum, and then they'd have a vote. So it'll pass today, is my understanding. It's just a matter of whether or not it passes right away and it's done, or whether it's a little bit later. Let me look and see if I can find, it's bugging me now, this guy's name from Kentucky. I believe... it's Matthews, but I want to be sure here. Well, how about this? I was looking for it, and then I see a notification from President Trump. We now know who he is because President Trump has tweeted about him. You ready for this? Looks like a third-rate grandstander named Representative Thomas Massie. Massie it is. A congressman from, unfortunately, a truly great state, Kentucky, wants to vote against the new Save Our Workers bill in Congress. He just wants the publicity. He can't stop it, only delay, which is both dangerous and costly. Workers and small businesses need money now in order to survive. Virus wasn't their fault. It is hell dealing with the Dems. We had to give up some stupid things in order to get the big picture done. But 90% of it is great. Win back the House, but throw Massie out of the Republican Party. That's the end of the tweet. Win back the House, which they absolutely need to do, and I hope that is a product of Nancy Pelosi's shenanigans when she flew in Sunday night and tried to delay it. You're talking about a delay. I won't put it all on him. We're 4 days, 5 days later than we would have been otherwise. We still don't know the details. Now, thankfully, we have Senator Cramer on the program today. And Senator Cramer, next hour, was the one in the room helping to craft the $350 billion part of this that is the best part of all of it. Number one, it's good because it is for small business. It says go to your banker, show them your payroll. You get 250% of that for the next 3 months. You're going to pay 2.5%. I'm sorry. They're going to pay 2.5 months worth of 3 months payroll for you. Qualified expenses, you know, like you get payments due, you've got supplies, you've got light bill, mortgage, and all those kind of things covered as well. And the check is done immediately. Senator Cramer told me earlier that Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, said, we told everybody 2 weeks I would do everything in my power to have that happen by sometime next week. So let's hope this doesn't get messed up in the House, but it doesn't look like it's going to. So he'll be here to answer those questions, and I have other questions for him, like, We had a crisis in agriculture. Talk to farmers and ranchers. They've been living a crisis for way too many years. Ranchers break even probably, I don't know, 5-6 years in a row. Tell me if I'm wrong, ranchers. But I've talked to ranchers that have gone that long, at least 3-4. Farmers obviously devastated from last year's low prices combined with horrible weather. Folks are out harvesting corn right now from last year. So that's ugly. And you add that on top of the ugly of coronavirus and you got a big problem. Same thing in the coal industry, especially in North Dakota. Efforts underway, my understanding is, to get Great River Energy to reverse a decision that was about to be announced on closing the Coal Creek Station. So maybe some good can come out of some bad. I don't know. But I feel for folks. Understand, there's 21 houses for sale in Washburn right now. Gosh almighty, that just is a 2x4 to the head. And there's been that uncertainty long before this. So those folks, too, want to wrap our arms around you, tell you how much we love you. Thank you for affordable, reliable energy, increasingly clean, but never good enough for the greenies, Nancy Pelosi's of the world. She's going to have to fly between San Francisco and Washington, D.C. on a broom if she continues this disdain for fossil fuels.
So and, yeah, she's got to have the jet that can make it in one trip, too. That's the other thing with her.
Yeah, exactly. Oil and gas industry. Obviously, the price drop just from the market, you know, in the last couple of months, devastating. And then goes to the next level with the Saudis and the Russians in the price war. And then the next level with the drop in demand. Huge issue for North Dakota. Not only employees. And I want to hear from folks today in the oil and gas industry. You know, what are you thinking right now? You're seeing this. You're seeing the price of oil. You're seeing mass layoffs at places like MBI Energy and others. Do you stay here, weather the storm? Do you do something else in the meantime? I want to know. I'd love to know. And then, of course, there's the coronavirus, which is unprecedented in itself. So there's just a lot going on. And I know that if we do this together, if we strengthen each other and just talking through the challenges, finding solutions, keep hope, we'll be fine. You know, the highlight of my day was yesterday after talking to client after client after client, concerned about all of the above. And this is one of the things we're doing for our clients is we get as much information as we can. You hear a lot of it on the radio. You're the beneficiary of that, too. And let them know, okay, this is going to happen by then, and that's what they're saying for your industry. That's what we do. We help them. We give them information. And it's hard. You hear them. You hear it in the voices of people because we're not meeting with them. You're talking to them on the phone. See it in texts. It's unbelievable. And do you want one more kick in the shins? Or some other part of your anatomy? The Dakota Access Pipeline threatened with shutdown by a U.S. District Court judge in D.C. Oh, yeah, great. So assume it had to shut down. I can't believe that would ever happen. I think President Trump would step in with an executive order or something. But assume they get their way. Now, what oil you are pumping nets you even less because you got to put it on trains.
Wow.
So it's just you know, I almost should stop.
Here's it's what like gas on the fire.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Here's what made me happy last night. I got a text with a photo. I didn't really understand it at first. I had to ask when I got home, what was that all about? My daughter and like four of her friends went to the school parking lot, and they each stayed in their vehicles, but backed their vehicles in, left the hatch up or whatever, and then talked to each other, but like 10 feet away from each other. And then they would put some like snacks and stuff in the middle, and then one at a time people would go get the snacks. They never had more than one person in the middle. They'd go back to their cars. Is that not cool? I posted on Facebook. Check it out. I got it on my Facebook page. Todd, you want to share that? I want the world to see that. It's fabulous. You just find something like that. And, you know, she was a lot happier because she misses her friends. Who can blame her? Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
One of the things that makes me think just a little bit in the back of my head, if God's grand plan was to say, you know what, do you really need the cell phone? Do you really need the, you know, I mean, just help us realize what's important, right? Because you can text, you can FaceTime, you can Snapchat,
yep,
you can do all that stuff, but what do they miss? They miss being with their friends. Look at them face to face. Set the phone down in the back doing that. Man, I love that.
I got to give a shout out to the. Have you heard about the Lockdown Lounge yet?
I have.
Have you heard about this?
I know it's just music online, right?
No. On Facebook, it's a guy up in Hibbing, Minnesota, started this. He's got over 5,000 likes on the page. Lockdown Lounge open mic. It's all just guitar players and whatever doing their singing and playing, and just a nice way to, you know, bring people in and get the word out.
I love it.
It's fun.
I love it. That is fabulous. Best Facebook message of the day so far on the program, Todd. I'm dreading today. No more what's on your mind till Monday.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's great.
Todd and I kind of did a little impromptu edition of the last Saturday. Who knows? We might do it again. You just keep your radios right where they're at, folks. Okay, Don in Washburn, Jack in Bismarck, Minnesota caller Chris. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, call us.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I think I did it again. I just touched my face. It's the new Cardinals fan. Oh, baby, I thought I never did it. But I guess I do, like 5 times a minute. I do it so much, it's scary.
What?
But
did it happen?
It's involuntary. Ooh, baby, baby.
I did it again.
Touched your face again.
Just touched my face again.
Don't do it.
How many times do I have to tell you?
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, my gosh. All right. right. With gas and oil prices being so low, True North Steel wants to keep in mind they've been providing bulk fuel storage solutions for over 75 years. So listen, they have tanks ranging from 300 to 12,000 gallons, vertical and horizontal. So Kev has been loading up on premium gas because he wants the boat gas to be cheap this summer. I think you need one of these 12,000-gallon tanks is what you need.
Right?
Right there.
Yeah, I do. Exactly. I'm up on the hill, good to go.
Store the combustible liquids, and they by the way, meet all the UL requirements. So contact True North Steel today to get a quote. Okay, farm skid tanks, too, the single-wall farm tanks. Those suckers are made to last in the harshest farm environments. Sizes range from 300 to 2,000 grams as well. So True North Steel can help. Remember that. Call them at 866-982-9511 or go to truenorthsteel.com. 866-982-9511. Send them an email, info@truenorthsteel.com. 21 past the hour. Let's get to those calls. Where's my Washburn caller? I wanted to check in at Washburn. All right, you call back. If we somehow lost you, you call back. I'll bounce to number two in line here, Jack at Bismarck. Go ahead, Jack. You're next at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. This was a question I was going to ask the governor, but I'll ask you instead. Maybe you can find out. And I was wondering about the modeling tool that the governor and his staff is using to track COVID-19 in the state. I mean, these modeling tools are only as good as the assumption and factors they're based on, garbage in, garbage out, as they say. And then the most recent example is the Imperial College of London predictions that there was going to be 500,000 deaths in England, 2.2 million deaths in the United States. And Dr. Neil Ferguson, the one in charge of the modeling for Imperial College, came out in a couple of days and said, oops, it's not 500,000 deaths in England. It's only going to be 20,000.
And yeah, I want to add another piece of data to your examples there?
Yeah, sure.
Italian National Health Institute said the average age of the positively tested deceased in Italy is currently 81 years of age. So 10% of the deceased, 10% of the deceased are over 90. 90% of the deceased are over 70. Now, so less than 1% of the deceased in Italy were healthy people. That's typically the death rate that they're looking at, when they factor down to different ages. But the question that you were going to ask is one I was going to ask and just find out, okay, what are the models? Now, I asked a different version of that question. Everything you know, everything you're getting in the way of data, Governor Burgum, what do you see as our worst-case scenario for these restrictions on commerce continuing? And he said the worst end of that was 10 weeks, which, of course, when he said it, was the 3rd of June. And he said there were assumptions that even worse from that. So I have the same question. I don't doubt that Doug Burgum's no dummy when it comes to modeling, predictions, everything else. I don't doubt that there are a lot of different chefs in that kitchen. And they're being pushed to make sure that the data is solid. But I know a lot of people are starting to ask the questions you are right now, and I have the very same questions. So we for sure will ask.
I think so. I think Governor Burgum is doing it, and his staff is doing an excellent job. But there's an online mapping tool that's been floating around called COVID Act Now, which has been the basis for a lot of decisions by state and local officials. It's surfaced in many many reports in the media where it makes predictions regarding various states' infection rates, fatality rates, and whatnot, and their predictions have been shown to be wildly inaccurate, but they're being used, and it drives the panic. The media uses it to drive the panic. Government officials use it, and if you're going to drive a bulldozer through the economy and leave a rubble behind, I would hope that our elected officials are being as cautious as they can and as demanding as they can about the integrity of the tools that they use, given the enormous impact
I agree with you, Jack. I think that we've got to make sure that we're getting data from all sides and looking at it. Now, the only thing I would say about all those who say this is overblown, it wasn't overblown in Italy. All right. I mean, the healthcare system was overwhelmed there.
That's true. That's true.
And a week later, New York City in the same boat. I mean, you're probably seeing the same thing on your TV screen that I am about, hospitals literally under tents you know, right. to try and right. have enough and not be overwhelmed. And again, at some point, you know, that isn't going to trickle everywhere, but that's the idea that you've got to be ready for that peak. And I at one point in this about a week ago said, you're telling me we have the possibility of having 1,000 beds roughly in North Dakota, our healthcare system overwhelmed by the time this is done. And their answer is yes. If some of those models that happened in Italy, happened in New York City, happened in other places, happen here. Now the question is, you know, do we have the right data on whether they're going to happen here or not? And I guess I'd rather than right. be more careful than not, is all I'm saying, you know?
No, that's understandable. And Italy is the country that seems to lead in terms of examples, given the most recent analysis by the National Institute of Health indicated that 12% of the deaths in Italy were due primarily to coronavirus. There were a vast majority of people, ill people in Italy that had substantially serious underlying health conditions, heart disease, diabetes, things of that sort, that compromised their health. But the number that died, and all deaths are unfortunate, certainly.
Right. Well, that comes back to the argument that brought me to this party. Not because at first I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What? And again, it was, what's the capacity of your healthcare system? What's your
right.
spike look like?
Right.
And you're right about Italy. I haven't heard that, what you said about 12% being coronavirus related, but, you know, people died that were not suffering from coronavirus because they couldn't put them in a hospital bed and couldn't put a ventilator on them, because of coronavirus.
Right.
So it's still something you got to.
That's the trickle.
Yeah. Still got to
prep. That's the trickle effect that you need to be concerned about. And unfortunately, the hospitalization, and you defer to medical professionals, obviously, but the focusing on the peaks and the suspected peaks. I mean, Governor of South Dakota said a couple of days ago that they expected their peak infection rate within 8 weeks. Now, I don't think it's humanly possible to know that kind of detail about an infectious disease, but they're relying upon the models, and models, you know, unfortunately, can be compromised. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident, sometimes by simple incompetence. But I would just hope that our folks are being as careful as they can, because there are a lot of North Dakotans in bad shape because of the consequences, not of the disease, but of the actions taken by government in response to what they think is going to happen.
Well, so, I'm going to ask the very questions you're asking, Jack, because I think they're good ones, and I think that our elected leaders owe us that. I don't think you know, anybody will sort of want to run from that. They're going to say, no, here's who we're listening to. Here's what models, and what about these questions? So good questions, Jack. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling. And I know we have the governor next week. I don't know what day yet. I think we're planning for Monday. So we can certainly ask that then, but maybe get you some answers in the meantime from some of the folks on the Department of Health side of things. Okay? Thanks. Don in Washburn, Chris in Minnesota, when we come back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride that two like this? It's good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak County, and I'm known as such, and this is a deeper, you can't touch. I told you, homeboy.
Can't touch while your face.
Yeah,
anything.
Face, yeah.
Anything. Door handle. Yeah.
That's from my new social distancing playlist.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Remember that, folks. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, 28 till the top of the hour. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. Daniel Lowell's part of the crew here today. Hard at it. Daniel answering your calls when you call at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd tells us he tracked down some kind of an expert on why this happened.
Well, it's kind of hard to argue with this.
There's got to be an explanation for all this. You want an explanation? God is pissed.
Well,
this was an expert. It sounded like one of the Simpsons to me. I don't.
Family Guy, but that's
Family Guy. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Scott. You know who that is?
Yeah, no, I don't. I've not watched 1 minute of Family Guy ever.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh,
so good.
Just don't have time for it.
I don't. Brilliant.
I don't.
Obviously, showing your lack of brain power, Mr. Hannon.
I must be a funny duddy because I don't watch anything that isn't real. Like, I would much rather watch news or opinion or a documentary.
So you never need the escape, huh? Never.
Well, I just don't watch that much TV. So if I need an escape, I'm out having laughing at my teenage daughter's antics and how dumb she thinks I am, or something like that. You know, I just would, or playing with the dogs or something, or you know. My wife always says, never stop making me laugh. See, so my job is to make people laugh in the family, right?
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm in charge of humor. I do my best sometimes.
Walk over and turn on the Family Guy.
Sometimes I don't even think it's humor, and it's humor. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, okay, back at it. Text Todd or I if you need another way to get to us. Todd's at 701-226-8503, and I'm at 701-367-2054. Why don't you call out the Standing Rock tribe over the court case on the pipeline shutdown?
I don't think you did.
I thought I did, yeah. Maybe I didn't. I know Todd sometimes says, gosh, you're not hard enough on Standing Rock and their position on DAPL. Scott, you should maybe get a little tougher. Don't you say that often, Todd?
That was Kevin, so, but whatever.
A couple times a week. Anyway, here, listen. This is the Dave Archambault and his sister, Jody Archambault, who worked for Barack Obama, infection on Standing Rock. And it's tragic. It's sad. And unfortunately, there was a deal made with the devil, literally, to get all kinds of money from Earth Justice and use Standing Rock's name. Okay? I'd love to think that's in the past. I know other people are trying to adjudicate that, and they should, and get to the bottom of it so it doesn't happen again. But as far as North Dakota, let's get past that, right? Mike Faith, the new chair, I think has done a fantastic job of building bridges. Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford have spent a lot of time, some argue more time than they should have, but they've just been adamant about building the relationship there and having it there and continuing to go. And that continues during this situation as well. So, especially now, at a time when you have real economic peril, by the way, for the MHA nation, too, because of what's happening in oil, Standing Rock should not have its name anywhere near an order by a judge to revisit past decisions and now potentially shut down the pipeline based on the ruling this week saying it needs a full environmental impact statement. You know, this is what bugs me about government, folks. Okay, think of the logic of this. There was a process that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has on that pipeline. And the process said, okay, what level of environmental impact should we do? And they chose one that has been used many, 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 many times over in North Dakota for other pipelines and around the country and everything else. And the tribe says, well, that's not enough. Well, the tribe said that's not enough because they didn't like the pipeline at all. They don't like oil at all. That's why Earth Justice is fighting all their battles. Earth Justice wants to destroy every livelihood that comes from oil and gas and fossil fuels in our country, which would destroy our economy. They're evil. That's what they are. 100% evil. And Standing Rock being affiliated with them still, and now party to a decision to potentially shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline, a gut punch on top of a gut punch on top of a gut punch for the industry, is unforgivable. So I'll do just what you said. I'll call out the tribe and ask that Mike Faith do everything in his power to get Standing Rock's name off of that. Or, for that matter, go ask that it be reversed. Hey, we're not part of this anymore. It's not going to stop Earth Justice for doing their games, but Standing Rock doesn't have to be associated with it. Long answer to a text, but I think something that needed to be said. Don in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi there.
Say, I was just wondering if you guys heard or what your opinion is on the county commission meetings last night in McLean County with the zoning board there to pass.
I saw a comment from someone, who was it again, that said it was crafted to be cruel. But I haven't actually read it. I just assume that it's making wind development less likely in McLean County, I assume, because that's sort of been the mood there. But I don't have a lot of details on it, Don. Do you?
Well, they had the meeting last night, and I don't know if it's, I think they're just kind of looking out for the county and the citizens there, the way it come across to me. Make it more logical for, probably in Cole's favor if you want to go that way. But
I think it's much more symbolic than that, Don. I mean, number one, I understand McLean County is going to have a heart for Cole. They should. And, you know, the people from the wind industry that I talk to, they aren't anti-Cole. They realize that there has to be baseload energy provided by coal. But the thing with wind energy is, you know, the utilities want it. Okay, because of all the things that have gone on. Look at Minnesota. We export our power largely to Minnesota. And Minnesota constantly puts restrictions on to say X amount has to be renewable. We didn't make those laws. That's just the world we live in. So the wind industry is going to say, okay, here's a circle where we can put towers in a three-state area to provide the power to meet their needs. And if it's not McLean County, all right, we'll put it over in this county. If it's not North Dakota, we'll put it in South Dakota. And then in my mind, the person that's hosed is the landowner. Now you've removed the option from the landowner to say yes or no. And the America I know and love says a landowner ought to be able to decide what he does on his land. And if he wants $10,000 a wind tower, he should be able to have that right. And nobody should say at a county commission or anything else, sorry, we don't want you to have the money. I get their sentiment. I agree with it. I revere this industry. I see a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal, affordable, reliable energy, knowing we need the baseload, knowing the wind doesn't always blow, knowing it's cold sometimes, knowing it's hot sometimes, and we need it. So I just think there's got to be a different way to fix this. I mean, there's talk now of Great River Energy. They own the Coal Creek Station, and they would shut down a $1 billion facility and take $1 billion-plus and build wind. Because they need to provide power to the Twin Cities. in the growing suburbs. Because that's their, so is it nuts? Is it crazy? Are they evil? No, they're just looking at the environment, the business environment, the landscape they're in right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. And I was just thinking, you know, if they close the power plant down up there, and if they ban any new transmission lines and so forth, which pretty much what happened last night, you know, that eliminates anything coming through the county to the plant to hook up to future lines.
Hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I have not dug into it. I like I say, I saw a story about it. And it was some expert in the industry saying, well, no, it wasn't either. It was a state official. I think it said it's cruel. It's crafted to be cruel. I mean, I get the sentiment, but I don't know. I mean, McLean County commissioners probably know McLean County residents better than anybody and landowners better than anybody. And if they don't want that ability, then so be it. But I just see it as symbolic. I don't see it in anything like that because the same amount of wind is going to be developed. It just is.
Right. And it'd be kind of interesting with the production tax credits, if once they get off, or, you know, will wind energy be able to sustain itself?
They claim it will, but they're obviously rushing to do it while the credit, you know, phases out. So it makes you wonder. But they say it will, and obviously if your scale builds, I don't know, but that's a good point. And I just hope that we are done with the production tax credit. I've defended the wind industry for one reason, that production tax credit was going away. Nobody ought to have that leg up. We all, you know, and to compete, to go steal jobs, to do what they've done in the way of a disruptor funded by the federal government. That's not right. But it's gone now. And, of course, it got snuck back in one time. I've since found out. I thought that was Chuck Grassley. I guess it was in the House. I guess it was Pelosi. And she tried to put it in again in this deal. Trying to bring solar and wind tax credits as part of the coronavirus disaster response. You can't make it up. Don, I want to ask you one other question on a different topic. Are there really 21 homes, new homes, up for sale in Washburn right now?
That's the rumor, yep.
You haven't counted the signs, but you've heard the same thing.
Yep, there's quite a few you drive around town. Same with the other Underwoods. It's not funny, but there's plenty up there, too.
Appreciate the call, Don. Thank you very much. Chris in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Question about the small business loan thing you guys have been talking about. My wife owns a small business in Minnesota. She doesn't have a lot of payroll this time of the year because we're more of a resort town. But is it your understanding that she could possibly go to the bank and apply or get for her rent and her utilities? And not just her payroll, or, you know, and I know the House hasn't passed it yet.
Right. I don't know. I will ask that question of Senator Kramer, who's here next hour. And Senator Kramer sent me the actual legislation so we could handle questions like this. So I'm going to try and pull that up here and find out what I can find out. And then we'll ask Kevin about that. But my understanding of the bill is that, in fact, what it allows you to do is go to your banker, say, here's my payroll, here's my expenses. You get a loan for, you know, 3 months, which would be 250% of your payroll plus the other qualifying expenses. And if you keep your people, if the dollars you take for payroll, you keep those people, then it transfers. It's not a loan. It's not a low-interest loan. It's a grant. Now, what I don't know is, that, like in your case, what's the payroll actually calculated on? Is it the previous 3 months to coming in? I know this is retroactive to February 15th, or can you say, well, here's what it's going to be, here's what it traditionally would be? I don't know. Hang on a second. I'll do some digging on this, see if I can find your answer during the break, Chris. And then we're going to check with Don next. We don't know where Don is from, but he's somewhere out there in North Dakota. We love that. 258-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives, or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There. What is she singing? I can't tell it's different.
Oh, it's another cut from the social distancing playlist.
Right.
By the lovely Stevie Nixon, Stand Back.
Stand Back. Okay, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You don't want to.
No.
And don't want to get that on me, right? Stand back, stand back.
6 feet at least, please.
There you go. Piper's one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. They have an auction coming up on Tuesday. This is another timed online bidding auction. The Fruh, is that how you say that, Todd? F-R-U-E-H. Do I have that right? I hope I do.
I think it's, yeah.
Fruh Brothers Farm Retirement Auction in Martin, North Dakota. As a matter of fact, Martin, North Dakota. Didn't know there was a Martin, North Dakota. Not sure I did. Also, 151 acres in Adams County. Plenty of social distancing there. Don't worry about it. It's yours for the low, low price if you decide. Get out there. 540 acres in Slope County. on Tuesday as well. Find all these at pipers.com. A lot of auctions going, and obviously right now the machinery auction's moving online. All the details at pipers.com or call 877-700-4099. So, who was I talking to? Somebody from trying to find out where that caller is. Did they stay with me? Well, anyway, doesn't matter, I guess.
The Minnesota guy? Or did we do that? Was earlier.
Yeah, I know he was wondering about the business, the resort. I think it was Minnesota. But I don't remember his name. Sorry. I did some digging, but it's 880 pages. It's 880 pages.
Gosh.
And this is, I think, the part he was wondering about as far as payroll, seasonal employees.
Yep. Paying the utilities.
So the average total monthly payments by the applicant for payroll costs incurred during the one-year period before the date on which the loan is made. Okay? So, in other words, they're going to be able to use the average over 12 months. So it'll be a little more than just the off-season, except in the case of an applicant that is a seasonal employer, as determined by the administrator, the average total monthly payments for payroll shall be for the 12-week period beginning February 15th or at the election of the eligible recipient March 1 and ending June 30th. So they go back a year. All right? They go back and take a look where you were the year prior, and it looks like they have provisions for seasonal. Okay? But qualified expenses I've not got to here yet. I mean, you can't believe how complicated it isn't really complicated in the sense that you got to have some formula, but like the average total monthly payments by the applicant for payroll costs incurred during the period beginning on, ending on, you know, they take the higher, the lower. Every loan could be up to $10 million. And there's also allowable uses, costs related to health care benefits, it's full-time and part-time salaries, commissions, compensations, interest on any mortgage obligation, rent, utilities.
There you go.
And interest on any debt incurred before the covered period. So pays your interest at least on the loans. Keep the bank happy.
So I think the answer is yes. He was wondering about utilities and the ancillary
money. I don't have the employee, but they'll have actually the payroll and the others. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, good questions. And more of your questions for Senator Kevin Cramer in a moment here, too. We're going to talk a little agriculture right now with Troy Coons, CNC Farms. And I've talked to a lot of folks that are in the field right now, a little unusual, but it's happening. Actually, from a weather perspective, the way the melt is going pretty decent here, things look okay going forward. Right, Troy?
Yeah, it was, the soil was saturated from last year. There's still a lot of issues out there with roots, saturated soil, but we're fortunate the weather we've had that's allowing us to do things that may be considered abnormal in their own way. So, yes, we're very fortunate with that. If we keep this trend, we'll be able to get into the field, and that's one of the things I wanted to visit a little about is, you know, with everything happening in the world that keeps you kind of sidetracked from some of the business at hand. And so I wanted to mention to people, probably a year especially, to work with your key relationships with your suppliers out there. Don't make assumptions that everything is in place, because talking to other suppliers and seed dealers that I work with, you know, we all have to recycle our storage units to help people and things. So even if you're not sure of things, reach out, have that talk about where you think you're heading so people like myself and others can plan, because we have such a small window to put the crop in that it's going to be a key one there, you know, with your inoculants or your fertilizers or sprays and those type of things, you know. Gotta stay in touch with your suppliers. We're all kind of feeling it. It's a little harder to move some of the products and different things are happening. And so it's a definite one. Reach out and talk to people, because everybody that I talk to is saying the calls are quieter. People, you know, just aren't reaching out. And when the weather hits, we know we're all going to have to go at a sprint like we always do. So need to have those discussions.
Well, that's good advice. And, of course, if you want to have that conversation with Troy Coons, you're going to find yourself getting a reliable 24/7, what can we do? How can we help? Family-owned and operated, registered, certified seed farm in beautiful Donnybrook, North Dakota. Been doing that since 1906. Providing the area's grain and seed needs for over 100 years. What's that, Troy?
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. One thing, looking at the season the way we are in the north part of the state, we have a great GT17009 soybean, a little shorter season soybean, very affordable for a year when the budgets are tight. It's definitely one to check out.
Call him at 482-7865.
Brian Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.